Hello, everybody. Just wait for my YouTube to come up and I will show you all my fun stuff. Okay, here we go. Get my YouTube ready. Okay, let's get it together. All right, so let me share my screen here. All right. Okay, there we go. All right, so here we are again in a down, very down day, I'd say. Here's our just so people know, I have been looking at the various positions of crypto. It has been pretty slow for the last 4 or 5 days. If you're trend following like I am, you will know that you're not going to get a lot of trades in. So I moved or reactivated an old Coinbase bot just to diversify myself from Kraken. Just do the fact of really slow support of a 5 day response on something very simple makes you want to kind of diversify within the US exchanges to have a volume. It's either a Coinbase or Kraken. So what you're looking at are the position logs. We'll look at those first. And that's been trading today on the February 28th, 2021. And we'll also look at the watch list as well on some of these coins. Because overall, everything's pretty well down and has been down, but things are starting to come back today. So we'll look at those and talk about some of the improvements on this bot, let alone running Kraken and the Binance as well. But right now, this is just Coinbase. Okay, so let's look at the position logs here. All you can find in here is either Ethereum or Maker. Everything's in USD. Again, this is on a spot market. So let me just load up those charts there. And again, this is using Binance, but it's pretty similar. It should be. So it's USDT. Some would argue that, you know, you're just kind of splitting a few bucks. But you can see here, just in Ethereum alone, how it's just been pretty brutal since here at the peak on February 19th. Today's the 28th. So it's been a couple of weeks, actually. Just been on a general trend down from a peak of, let's say, 1913 to a current price of 1394. So that's a pretty steep decline. When you look at since August, this is the steepest pullback. If I was to look at a 1 day and see if I can go back, let me see if I do a weekly chart, see how it's been doing. Yeah, you can see here, nice steady run up from March all the way up to the peak here, as I said, around mid-February, and just dropped back. Historically, it's still got quite a way. So if you were to factor that in historically, where back in January 2018, the market peaked at 1388 and then dropped back to 356. That's a huge drop. Okay, so does that mean we should continuously see potentially another drop all the way down to somewhere in here or in here at $200 from where it's currently at 1293? And you were to follow history, I would say so. So that could happen. And if you're in crypto right now, you're better off, if that was the case, to stay in Tether, because at least that will stabilize your account. So the other one to be on the lookout for, as I said, is Maker. Let's see how Maker's been doing here. You know, run up of $600 come when we look at, so that's a week. Let's go back to the daily. So here, you know, you're looking at January 3rd all the way up to, let's just say, 2600. That's from 610, let's say. And it has gone from 2600 down to 1987. So you can see here, there's been a bit of recovery, but will that sustain itself is one of the questions. So let's take a look at some of the other coins that we've got listed here. That's generally what we're looking at right now. I'm not seeing that so much in Ethereum. But let's just take a look at the hourly data, see what it says. You can see little pockets of run-ups here. You know, just for today, let me go down to a 15-minute chart might be best. So you can see that here, little pocket run-ups, but let's do Maker as well on the 15-minute chart. So that looks much better, as you can see here, since 9, 10 a.m. this morning. It's just been nothing but running up. So these are the kind of things we look for as a form of defense. All right, so let's look at the watch list now. And this goes all the way back to last night. So last night, it did fall pretty hard. If you look at Ethereum here again, see 1 hour chart. It's just been a steady decline as well. Bitcoin, another one, or even better yet, BNB. Obviously, that's not on Coinbase, but still, it's been dropping pretty good. Hourly basis, same thing, trending down. So this is what we're contending with right now. Let's look at the other one of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not on, was not performing on that watch list. So let's just see how that's been doing. You can see, again, steady decline since 11 a.m. on 21st of February. Little pockets of it running up. These are tough trading conditions for those that are like myself that only do long only. So there are going to be some performers here. There's no doubt. But again, we're just looking at what's available on Coinbase, not Kraken, Binance. This is Coinbase. And another thing is, obviously, it's leading into its IPO. So this may be a difference as well. So let me just load these up. So this is since last night around 11 p.m. my time, Eastern Standard. So the first one is Algo. So let's check out that. You can see here, it had a previous day, it did have a nice run up there. So you can tell that that has been chugging along pretty good in around here, a little bit here as well. So that would kind of make sense. Let's look at the 15-minute chart. Yeah, so it's had a nice run up from, let's say, 95 cents all the way up to $1.18. So there are going to be coins that will perform. That's one of them. Another one we have here is GRT. And again, these are listed on Binance, okay? Listed on Coinbase. So we have GRT, USDT. Close out this one. And you can see here, it's been doing pretty good. That's a 15-minute chart there, one day. This wasn't nearly as much as Algo, but it came up once in a while. Another one that I think that did okay was Stellar, XLM. Let's check out that. So we're looking at all the way going back to last night, as I said. So let's check out this one. So you can see here, XLM, Stellar did pretty good. So there's going to be certain coins that will do well outside of, they're not really correlated around Ethereum and Bitcoin. This is another one of them, is Stellar. So there are opportunities out there to watch. Thanks for the like. So there are opportunities, as I said, you can see here, but today it's dropped off. So I haven't seen XLM lately. It's kind of sustaining itself a little bit, but these little run-ups, you can get some performance there. Another one is Litecoin. Out of those big ones, let's check out how that's been doing. Okay, let's see Litecoin. BTC, USDT. Okay, so you can see here, it had a little bit of performance right there. It's still dropping down, but a couple hours there. even in the 15-minute chart. Yeah, right here. A little choppy, but it's trending up. All right, let's look at some other ones. SNX. SNX should be a good one. I will say that the market is starting to improve. I'm going to reactivate the Binance and Kraken bots. Right now, I don't have any cash in the Coinbase at all. So I might transfer it over if I see any big differences between Kraken and Coinbase. Here, you can see an okay day, not great on SNX. Not as good as Algo. So another one, let's see, but there's been a lot of downward pressure lately, but we might have a rare up move right now as we speak. So we have Ren right there. You can see it's dropped back. But again, if you look at the 1 hour, nothing fantastic, but it's something. But the problem is the entries don't take place because I had tight trading conditions for last night. So I have to readjust the bot to allow that. And I'm also finding them also on the exit side as well. So we have ZRX as another one. Let's see this one. So these are not great movers, but I'm just here to show you. But I would say Stellar and the Algo were the two best so far. Again, a little bit of performance, a tiny bit, not much. Let's see what we got here. We have Uni as well as another one. This one, this one's talked about a lot, but it just doesn't have enough liquidity to sustain a price as well as move a price. Here you can see it's there. I mean, you might get the occasional day like this where it will move up. It could be some kind of rumor or news event. But generally, it follows the trend of Bitcoin. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So when you look at these speculative newsletters, generally, I'd be a little hesitant to jump on those. Just follow Ethereum and Bitcoin if that's what you want to do. Right here, let me see. We have here... look at Uni, Uni's doing okay there on an hourly basis. So that might be starting to move, as you can see there. So that's where you start to see those big bar moves, as I pointed out. What else we got here? Band. Again, it's a very struggling time for overall crypto, but as I said, there are pockets of opportunity, but you have to have your automation in place to enable that. So you're at that up move previous day, 1 hour. It's really just downward pressure declines. We've looked at REN. Let's see what else we got. Algo, Uni, GRT, XTZ is another one. That's Tezos. It's the same story as the other ones. But there can be coins that will have run-ups for a couple of days. Those are the ones you want to take full advantage of. But again, nothing to brag about here. You can see this is the type of period I'm talking about where Tezos can just run up. Here we had 2 days of it, a little bit, despite Bitcoin been dropping since whenever. Okay, Tezos, we've got Ethereum Classic in here as well. Let's check that out. ETC. This is a nice contrarian one as well, which can perform. Couple of moves here, namely in the last few hours. Yeah, there's not much there, even on a daily. A little bit of a bar move. Yeah. EOS is another one. But definitely, I would say Algo is your best one from last night. EOS, yeah, it's got a little bit of an upward move. That's on an hourly basis. A little bit there. What else we've got? Link. Chainlink did look good as well. Let's check that one out. So these are the ones that are contrarian to the general direction of Bitcoin for now, but they could shift. It's always like that. And see here, Link is moving up too. So once you start to see these, that's what you want to see. But overall, you can just see the downward pressure here since the 23rd, which is almost a week. But it's not getting impacted. You get a few more up moves with Link as well. Good sign for Link. Litecoin we looked at. Here's one I have not tracked a lot of. When you start to see this perform, you know you have a down day. This is DAI, which is another up-and-coming stablecoin. If they do regulate Tether, because it's so big now, I think this is one of those coins that will become an up-and-comer. It'll be a flat bar here, but flat. Let's see on a daily basis if we can load that up. Yeah, I see it's very low. It's just got, looks like it's just been listed. So very flat. So once you start to see that perform as a top performer, you know you're in defense mode. All right, so let's look at some more. We got Atom here. ATOM. ATOM. And these are usual movers, bigger movers, a lot of speculative. You do have to question. You see Atom moving here. Daily had a nice couple of bars there before yesterday. So that's okay. What else we got here? Excellent. Oh, YFI. So these are ones that can surprise you. And as I said, do not, that do move against Bitcoin. Okay, YFI, USDT. Yeah, it's got some nice moves up. One day, tiny, very tiny. Again. Litecoin, OMG, this can go against Bitcoin as well. Let's see what this one does. OMG, USDT. Not much, nothing to brag about. Yeah, tiny, tiny, tiny move. Alrighty, Bitcoin actually, there is a little bit. Can you believe that? Let's see how Bitcoin's been doing, or sorry, Bitcoin Cash. Okay, let's see how that one's been performing. Not much. Yeah. I wouldn't be putting a lot of bet in the firm on that one, that's for sure, on Bitcoin Cash. Another one, Zcash. Not seeing Monero at all, but Zcash, let's check that out. I think Monero would be a good one, but it's clearly not moving against Bitcoin, which it should, a tiny amount with Zcash. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Uni, we've seen SNX, OMG, we've seen ETC, we've seen Atom, Zcash, Ethereum. Oh, Compound. Let's see what Compound's been doing. These are the bigger DeFi coins. Looking good there for an hourly. Yeah, it's done pretty good, surprisingly. Not moved up much, but it's held its own pretty good. No comments so far. So that's a good one. Maker, Ben, Litecoin, Ren, Uni we've looked at, GRT, Ethereum, BNT. That's another one I've not really tracked outside because this is exclusive on Coinbase. BNT. BNT, if it even shows up on Binance USDT. That doesn't look like that exists. I got here, yeah, BNT. BNT. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So that one against Tether, looking good there. One day, it's not too bad. One to watch, BNT. Dash came up. This won't be a big one, but let's look at that one. It's another private coin. anonymous coin. Obviously, these are not huge performers like they used to be. One day, yeah, it's still pressure drop. Yeah. Okay, ETC, XLM, Dash, OMG. I'm only halfway, but a lot of them are repeats. ZRX. Let's look at that one. ZRX. So again, we're going over the last 12 hours, maybe 18 hours. See what's moving. ZRX. Not yet. Comparative. Well, let's see here. One day. Yeah. So you have these big boot bar moves, but very little volume. That's going to be another sign to use to see what's worth taking positions on with. There's going to be a metric I use. Could be based upon market cap, or it could be based upon prior day or 24 hours of trading. Still taking a look here. Nothing new that I see. Let's see here. These are all from Coinbase from last night. Well, we got Bitcoin there, so it did move. Let's check that out. That's rare. So Bitcoin, on an hourly basis, there's some small movers there. So that's roughly at 15 o'clock. Is that today? Yeah, I think that'd be today. So that's recent. So it's these bars here. So we're moving into the more recent movers that we know. Here's one, WBTC, the wrapper Bitcoin, WBTC, against USDT. Bum, bum, bum. WBTC, what do we have here that we can compare? Okay, let's do Ethereum. It's hard to tell with this, with Ethereum, because of the volatility of Ethereum. Let's see the one day. Yeah, I don't like it. But if I had the Coinbase hooked up, I'd definitely check that out. Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, EOS, Maker. Yeah, we've gone through a lot of these. Maker was moving quite a bit. EOS, ZRX, Maker. That's it. Looks like there's no comments. We'll leave it at that. But there's not much been going on. But out of that batch, which ones did I like the most? I think Link and Stellar, I do like. Link, USDT, that's an hourly. Yeah, daily, it's been doing okay. I think we're in a reversal here with Link. Another one I like was XLM. That one did okay. Yeah, you can see here at that big bounce up there. And last one, let me just check the hourly here. Yeah, it's not declined compared to other ones as well. The last one I did like was Algo. So let me check that out. I'm also going to run a scan against these using the harmonics, and I'll just blab in the meantime. So you can see here, Algo's done okay. Hourly, the trend is not as prevalent compared to other coins. So in the meantime, if you got any questions, let me know. I am now going to run a scan for our scanner here. Let's see how many instruments we have. This is against Binance again. So we have 82. Most of them are all futures in Tether. So this might take a while, but let's see how fast this takes. So what it's doing is right now it's scanning 4-hour data for any pattern and looking at the score. So I'll see what looks good and match it up with what we've talked about with the Coinbase as well, just to get a reliable pattern here to see if this still is fairly reliable, because this is the first time in the last week where the markets have gone off the rails and have this steady decline. So this is really good to know what performs and what doesn't. But I do like the pattern of, as I said, Link, Chainlink, Algo, and Stellar XLM. Those look good, so we'll keep it going. That's 82 coins right now. And this will call out the shorts and the longs with these harmonic scans. It's just a quick view of the markets. Obviously, I'm long only, but just to bring people up to speed, tomorrow night being tomorrow, March 1st, I'll be doing a live stream about the comparison of Deribit, Binance, and Kraken for potential options data. And the reason I like options is for shorting and market neutral as well strategies, because there's a lot of data in there. I can tell you right out of the gate, Binance is not going to fit the bill. I would probably look at Deribit. Many people have said that Deribit has a very low volume, which it does, but it's good to understand the mechanics of options trading, because the way I look at it, moving into the long-term future, I don't think crypto will be as hot probably in 3 to 5 years. I think with the issuing of central bank digital coins, I think that's going to kill off a lot of the speculative crypto. And the only last place to really make any trading opportunities in either futures or options or combined in the real mainstream markets being on the something like the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And that would be involving everything from market indices to agriculture, commodity, financial, currencies, the whole nine yards mainstream. But you obviously have to have a larger account even to participate in outside, even in the minis and or the micros. And the thing is that I think that's the direction, I hate to say, we're probably going to move towards from what I'm seeing. And speculative, I just don't think it will be as extreme. You just look at Forex. Forex is kind of dead outside, because the brokers cheat you out with the market maker departments. But with Binance, it's still, they seem to be pretty clean. I don't think Kraken and Coinbase being out of the States, they're heavily being watched. They're heavily being regulated. And I don't think the owners and founders would dare to mess around with what they do in the Forex world. Just remember, you got FXCM that's been booted out. You got a large amount of Forex exchanges being booted out of the US for the exact reason. Same with CFD. So if it's not going to be the exchanges that will cheat you out, it'll be the regulators will ban you from trading them. A good example recently for me is being in Ontario, Canada, I cannot trade futures with Kraken. Okay. I can still do it with Binance, but there will be the day where they will ban probably Binance to quote unquote protect myself as long as I'm in Ontario. And I think that's going to be more and more prevalent. You'll see wherever you live in the West. So this is why I'm going to that, moving towards that direction. The opportunities to make crypto wealth in crypto is now, but it's going to be harder in the near future as regulators talk about it, because they're trying to get a lid on Bitcoin and they can't, because nobody owns it. It's not centrally owned. So I think there will be some form of regulation coming in the near run, which is not what I want, but we have to face reality, because I'm already affected with, as I said, with Kraken futures trading. And not too long ago, we had BitMEX, but I mean, they were scammers, but I don't think Kraken are scammers. They have crap support, but overall, these are problems that we have to deal with. Okay, so you can see here on our scan out of 82, it's very slow. I'll let it finish, but these are pretty well the only ones I pay attention to, is they're very good. So here you can see short on Bitcoin Cash long-term. Ethereum's got a short. This is Ethereum in Euro. Let's see, Litecoin's the same. Litecoin and Bitcoin. These have been pretty good accuracy, without a doubt. But you know, I don't really care about anything but in USDT. I like to trade in stable coins. Makes life a lot easier. I'm very curious to see what it says about XRP. But in the meantime, we have to sit out and wait. So tomorrow night will be a very defining moment to learn about options trading. As I was saying about Deribit, that's probably the best exchange to learn on. I wouldn't go too crazy on the account side, real money side. But with the learning, the mechanics of both futures and options, that will be part of my elite membership. If you're part of that, I will have a dedicated study room in my private chat server for it as we go through it. I already have a lot of content and algorithms extracted out of a course, the UC Davis course, so we can use that and try to apply it to the world of options and futures. I think we're stuck here. So I'll be using that data. It's all there, and update it and try to use it within the confine of crypto. But it really depends upon Deribit, if it's a true, has the same true behavior as a CME or another live, large US-based futures exchange. You know what? I'm not gonna really worry about this stuff. What I could do for XRP is to do this. Wow, everything's slow. I have fiber optic here. Anyways, you know what? I'll leave it at that. If I see anything funky, I'll let you know. All right, so thanks for watching. And have yourselves a good day. I'll try to get my view of the CFDs and Forex. Okay, talk to you later. Thanks.